The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
But I still believe that he doesn't just restore our lives, he restores our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And in the same place that you've wept, you're going to rejoice and say, oh my God, look what God did with the mess.
Together, we're inspiring people to live for Jesus. If you're looking for more in life, to live with purpose and peace, to make a difference for your family and those in need around the world, Jesus is the answer. And our mission is to simply point you to Him. You're watching Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin.
Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 6, and Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came to me saying, behold, Hanamel, the son of Shemal, your uncle will come to you saying, buy my field, which is in Anath, for the right of redemption is yours to buy it. And no sooner had God spoken that word to him, then Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said to me, please buy my field that is in Anath, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is yours, the redemption yours, buy it for yourself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. So I bought the field from Hanamel, my uncle, and I gave him the money, 17 shekels of silver. Verse 10, I signed the deed, I sealed it, I took witnesses, I weighed the money on scales, I took the purchase deed according to the law and the custom. And the purchase deed was taken. And listen to verse 12. And he said, I did this in the presence of the witnesses who signed the purchase deed before all the Jews who sat in the court of the prison. Verse 15. For thus says the Lord. Now, all of that's done. It seems strange, seems weird. What in the world's that got to do with anything? But here's what it's connected to. Verse 15. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields, vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now, when I had delivered the purchase deed to Barak, the son of Nerah, I prayed to the Lord, saying, everybody read verse 17 out loud, please. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. I want to talk to you, and I've got a three-word sermon title that is more than a word. It is a prophetic proclamation. It is something I want to get lodged into your mind and into your spirit, in your mentality, and in your heart. Three words. Better is coming. Would you say that with me? Better is coming. I want you to turn to somebody beside you and shake them a little bit and say, I'm telling you, better is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Death and disease and disaster was at the door. Nebuchadnezzar had invaded Israel. He had leveled and decimated their armies of resistance, and now they had completely surrounded and besieged the city of Jerusalem. All hope was gone. They were about to be taken into 70 years of captivity. Jeremiah the prophet went to the king before it ever happened and warned him that if he didn't turn back to God, the nation would be devastated and destroyed. And instead of receiving the prophecy, he rejected it. And for pastor appreciation, threw Jeremiah into a pit. The Bible called it mire. The scripture said that they took clothing, cloths, tied them together. Imagine this. Lowered him down by his arms into this deep, deep pit that was full of mire, full of waste, full of the sewage from the palace. And God says to him, in the lowest, most unbelievable conditions, buy into the fact that better is coming in the place that looks like nothing but bad is happening. Your conditions are going to change, and they don't know it, but I want you to do this in front of all the prisoners who are in the same condition you're in. I want to teach people what they are to do when it looks like everything is gone and they're in the lowest place they've ever been in their life. That's when you don't buy in to the bad. You buy in to brighter days are ahead. This is what faith does. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Grace, notice when grace comes, it never comes with pity. Grace and God's word will never come to you and say in your lowest moments, you ought to feel sorry for yourself. Yes, I agree with you. You ought to quit. Yes, as a matter of fact, if I were you, I would just check out and end it all. Grace never does that. Grace always comes with hope. Grace always comes and says, better is coming. You hold on. God's not through. God's not finished. God's not done. With your family in all of its dysfunction, with your business in all of its struggle, with your marriage in all of its trouble, God says, I am the one who, and is anything too hard for me? That scripture is connected to this. And you think your problem is severe. How severe was this man's problem? And God said, don't back off now. Buy in. To it. Buy into better days and brighter days. They're on the way. You can't do anything to change the present circumstances, but I want you to build houses and plant gardens and get married and have children where you are. I wrote this down between services, and I want to say it, and I want to say it bold. It just came to me in between services. This is what the Lord said. He said, I have a little addendum to your little sermon. Said the conditions, tell the people the conditions are not permanent that they are in presently. Secondly, he said, Proverbs 23 and verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not. Don't sell out on truth. Stand for truth. Number three, he said, there will be times when it looks like nothing is happening. That's when you have the mentality that you have put the promise of God in your mind and you say, better is coming. Don't lease it. Don't rent it for a little while. Buy it. The difference between leasing and renting and buying. Buy when everybody else is selling, and by what everybody else is selling out on. Everybody else is selling out on this old book, the Ten Commandments. Salvation, no other name but the name of Jesus, whereby men must be saved. He said, the more you buy into that, when other people are selling it out, he made them male and female. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm buying into what this book says. I'm buying into marriage. The marriage bed is undefiled. Buy into it. Buy into your family. I don't care how dysfunctional they are. Keep loving them. Keep preaching to them. Keep reaching for them. Keep helping them. Keep loving them. Keep forgiving. Don't buy into bad. Don't buy into bitter. Don't buy into broken. Don't buy into depression. Don't buy into addiction. Don't buy into curses. Buy into the promises of God, which are blessings. I'm done. Build some houses and get married and have babies and be the church and get involved and do good things with your life. Don't you buy into bad. Don't you believe that there's no reason to dream and go to college or anything else. The Apostle Paul put it like this. He said, three times I asked God to take my problem away, and God would not take my problem away. And then he made this statement. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. The word rather is interesting. The word rather means I have an option. When you're in a problem and the problem won't go away for a long time, you have a rather. You can either buy into how terrible and awful and bad and negative and death and destruction and pain and, oh, life has lost all of its joy for me because of all that has happened to me. You can do that. But Paul said, I've got a problem and I've asked God three times to fix it. What was the thorn? We're not told what the thorn was. Somebody said it was his mother-in-law. I don't know what it was. It wasn't my mother-in-law. But I don't know what it was. I'm glad he didn't say what it was. That means it could be whatever your problem is. That will not go away. He said, I will gladly, therefore, rather, means I got a choice. It's not going anywhere, so I can either whine and talk about how bad it is, or I can turn it into I will gladly, therefore, rather glory in my infirmity, in my problem that won't go away. I'll turn it into something that I realize because I reckon, he goes on to say, that this present problem is not worthy to be compared to the better that is coming out of it when God gets through with it. Clap like you believe all things are working together. All things are working together. All things are working together for the good to them. Even prison. You got to rather. Make sure your rather is right. I'll just glory in where I am right now, what I'm going through right now. I would never choose it. But since I'm here and I can't do nothing about it, nothing's too hard for God. He's allowed me to be here. I mean, I wanted you to, I purposely drew that picture of in your minds of Jeremiah with the cloths and the mud and the muck, the molded. I wanted you to see who in the world ever told you if you live for Jesus, you'll just have a beautiful, beautiful, perfect life. What a joke. What he does tell you is there is better coming. The trumpet's going to sound. Until then, I'll give you grace. Grace will just keep coming to your dungeon. I'll send him with answers every time. I'll need you to shove another jar in your brain every once in a while because you'll need to get your thinking right. But when it's all said and done, for the believer, we're going to dance on streets of gold. No more sorrow. No more pain. No more death. No more tears. No more sorrow. Sickness. Better is coming. And that's not just in the hereafter, although that is great. But the Lord said, I want people today who hear this message to know it is a prophetic declaration into their future. It's the jar buried with the promise in earthen vessels that I will bring you back to the very spot that Satan thought you would crumble and break, and you will see I am a good God. I am a good God. Stand to your feet, please, all over the building. Very reverent for just a few more moments. I just feel like I ought to open the altar this morning for everybody in the room who would say, Pastor Jensen, and this message is for me. This one's hit, like I said, it's hitting me different. I hear you preach. This one hits different. This is mine. This is my contract with God. This is my sealed jar that I need to bury in my heart, in my mind, my mentality. I don't know what you're facing, what you're going through in your marriage, your family, your business, your health, your future. It's all about your future. Give up on your future. That's what the enemy's whispering. Give up on your future. But if you know this is a message for you and you know God is speaking to you, slip out of your seat and walk down here as quick as you can get down here, because this is what it's all about now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Will you sing that verse before you sing the chorus?
I've searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. And man's empty praise and treasures of faith.
Beautiful. Come on, get in. Get in on this. Buy into this.
Oh, but you're
walking down that aisle, you're buying into this.
And put me back to
buy into it. Buy into it.
Now every desire is now satisfied, and here in your
heart. Ushers, help me. Pastors, help me. Get them in.
There's nothing. Oh, there's nothing.
Sing it, church.
Better than you.
With grateful hearts, sing it. Ashes are going to become beautiful.
You turn shame into glory.
Oh, yes.
You're the only one. You turn born into.
Do you believe it? Take that jar. Sign that contract. Buy now. Buy what everybody else is selling real cheap.
You're the only.
Let it minister to you this morning. So many tears, so many people really going beyond the veil into the presence. You feel this thing. He's putting his promise in your earthen vessel. I hear that song.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me.
Jesus.
You have been so,
declare
so
that.
Good to me.
Gratitude is the seed for more. Gratitude is the seed for more. If you're not thanking him for what he's already done, because you're so in your present circumstance, you can miss it. You have been.
Oh, God. To me, oh, the overwhelming, oh, the overwhelming, ever-ending greatness of God. And oh, he chases me down by till I'm found. Jesus,
I couldn't earn it.
No, I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it.
There's no shadow. Presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is in this room. And don't buy into it's always going to be this way. Every one of you who are here, you'd say, Pastor, I walked in and I know that I'm lost and I'm not right with God. You may have already responded to come forward, or you may be in the back and up in the balcony or watching online or wherever you're watching this by television. But you would say, I know I'm not right. I'm not ready. Coming of the King. World is in bad shape. But you can have peace. Peace. A mentality that says better is coming. It is for the righteous. It is not for the unrighteous. There is a heaven, there is a hell. You're going to one or the other. It's not a game. He loved you so much, he died for you and rose from the dead that you could have peace. Grace is coming to your dungeon right now. And he's not telling you to give up. He's telling you to get up. You're coming out of that pit, out of that muck, out of that mire, out of that addiction, out of that alcoholism, out of that shame, out of that abuse, out of that pain, out of that system. Cycled of failure in Jesus' name. Pastor, pray for me. I'm not right. I need to get right with God today. Boldly raise your hand if you know that is you. Boldly raise your hand. Unashamed. Powerful. Powerful. I can see from a vantage point, many of you can. It's pretty amazing. At every campus, now pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, save me by your blood. I receive newness of life, eternal life. I am forgiven. I am cleansed. The shame is gone. And today, I see better is coming. In Jesus' name, I'm forgiven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Charred by fire. These are the remains of homes, businesses, and farms in the Eshkol region of Israel. For many residents, the memory of that horrific day is too painful to face. Most are unable to return to the places they once called home. They can't bear the trauma, the charred remnants of their lives, the blood-soaked ground that holds memories of the darkest day they've ever known. But now there's hope. Jensen Franklin Media Ministries, along with our partners at the Jewish National Fund, are breaking ground on phase two of our multi-year three-phase initiative, Light Over Darkness, Rebuild and Restore. Phase two is all about giving these families the chance to return home. It's about restoring the spaces that were once filled with life and love, places now scarred by the trauma of war. Together, this effort will bring their lives back from the brink. Homes, businesses, and communities will be rebuilt. When you give now, our partner on the ground, the Jewish National Fund, has pledged to match every dollar donated. Your support is crucial to restoring life to these broken families. Your gift will have an immediate impact in the Holy Land. Call, scan, or go online to donate now.
Before I go, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to those of you who are supporting this ministry. Your gifts, your support allows us to take the gospel all over this world. And we are involved in so many amazing life-saving projects because of your generous giving. If you've watched us at any length of time, you know that our ministry absolutely stands with Israel. We stand for the nation of Israel, and we love the people of Israel. And with your help, we're going to do even more to bless the nation of Israel. We're praying for the safe, soon return of all the hostages. Keep praying, as we have already seen breakthroughs in Israel. Some of the hostages are returning home. This is the time to stand up and say to our Jewish brothers and sisters, we love you and we are here for you. We see you and never again, in Jesus' name. And I want you to pray about what God would have you do to help us with all of our projects around the world. Thank you. Together, we can do the impossible for the glory of God.
Welcome to Free Chapel, where everything we do is about inspiring people to live for Jesus. From our uplifting worship and encouraging messages, it all points to Him, and we'd love for you and your family to join in. Head over to our app or website to find out more.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.